Starting off Mugs of the Morning by going right to the KWI phone lines. We have State Senator Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update. Good morning, Senator. Staying warm?
Well, you got no choice, do I? Either that or death.
It's either that or freeze to death, one or two.
Yeah. We're warming up, though, minus 29 now instead of minus 30, where I'm at. Anyway, today's President's Day, so I'm a government worker. I get it off. I don't get it off, but I'm thinking I get it off. But tomorrow we start full debate, and I think it's a full-day debate. It's all that minor little bills. Probably not minor, but they may present them as that. I don't know why we need more government as much as we're going to get. Williams has got he's wise. He's banking chair. He pushes a whole bunch of bills out quickly out of his committee in the first come, first serve on debate before the priority bills take precedent. And so we got a bunch of banking bills. And then we have a bunch of Friesen did the same thing. He's got a bunch of transportation bills out. Communication. So they're minor. Then we go into hearings again towards the end of the week because the bigger committees had a lot of bills. I think Judiciary had 151 bills. Again, amazing. I mean, the left brings all of those bills. Criminal rights. You won't see one victim's rights or a bill at all. It's all criminal rights. Chaos, I guess, is what they want. But and then Thursday I have two bills. I brought a bill just to stir them up to take early voting mail-in from 35 days to 20. And early voting to from 20 days, I believe it is, down to 10. And they can claim there's not fraud, and there isn't in voting probably. Individuals actually signed when they got an early ballot. They actually signed the request, and they actually signed their envelope when they send it back in. But what happens is, what's happening in America is these organizations like ACORN and in Nebraska, Senator Moorfield started up his Civics Nebraska organization, where you give them all that time. They go out into communities and areas where people historically don't vote. They don't even know what time of day it is and what day election day is. They go out early. They have them register to vote. They knock on their doors. They even did it in southwest Nebraska. Somebody sent me a postcard they'd sent out, one of those groups to people telling them they didn't make it sound like they had a choice. It made it sound like they had to get registered and get them to register to vote. They help them fill out the registration card, and they mail them in, and then they come back a week or two later and help them fill out the ballot. And they send the ballot in. It's been filled out by that individual. It's been signed. The envelope has, and there's no corruption. That person filled it out. That person mailed it in. And that's how they get around the corruption claim. But especially we've seen across in the state of Nebraska, where normally people who are passionate about that don't pay a lot of attention to politics will just go in and vote for one or two races. They'll vote for president. They'll vote for senator because they heard an ad or somebody told them. They won't vote the down ticket. They won't vote for the county commissioner, the weed district. But these ballots are coming in voting strictly straight Democrat all the way down the line. And that normally not happens with absentee ballots or any ballots. And so they're coaching them. They're telling them what to fill it out. So I'm trying to close that area, that width of that voting period. And you ought to be making up your own mind. You ought to be standing in a canvas booth, making up your own mind who to vote for, and not somebody helping you fill out your ballot. This early ballot, this mailing stuff is the destruction of democracy. You know, in the Greek days, democracy started. Everybody had to stand up in the Senate and say their vote. There was no such thing as a secret vote. I mean, we've gone to that to now we've got total corruption where people are mailing, helping people fill out their ballots and send it in. That's where the corruption is. It sounds nice, doesn't it? It sounds great. These volunteers go out and help people vote.
That's the way the left does everything. They make it sound good so you can't, you look like a bad person if you have an objection.
If you you're discouraging voting. You're a bigot. You're a racist. There's some kind of identity reason why you don't want people to vote. No, I want. That's why public education got started. They wanted educated voters, and that's reversed. They got a bunch of morons coming out of our schools now that have been taught what to think instead of how to think. But that's another conversation. But anyway, so that's what's that's one bill. And then on Thursday afternoon, I have my rail park bill, which getting support for. I'm hoping to get that out of committee and get it as my priority bill and do something for North Platte. Well, the whole region. It's for the whole rural area that anybody has a rail yard can try to get some of those tax dollars to help build it and get it started. They can give the city of Omaha $300 million for a supposed hospital, and we can offered them another $50 million for a space command base, which they lost. I'm assuming they'll lose the hospital, too. And we can give North Platte and our area a couple $3 million, which is good seed money to do some good things for us as far as getting some blue-collar jobs into the area. So anyway, that's what's going on with me this week. I wanted to mention I've been following, because I'm on the Natural Resource Committee now, and we look over public power. Give a shout out on NPPD and then public power with this weather situation. People who are heavily relying on wind and natural gas are getting their electrical bills are going to skyrocket. Coal is $3 a deco. Decaterm, which is 1,000 BTUs. You can correct me anytime, Rick, but still $3. Natural gas has jumped over $200 a decaterm. So what's going on is when you hear LPS and even MPBD asking people to conserve, it's not because they can't produce enough electricity to keep your lights on. It's because our fallback at MPPD is the Beatrice plant that runs on natural gas, and they had budgeted $26 million for the year on purchase of the natural gas. They blew through that by Friday.
Yep.
For the whole year. And they had an emergency meeting at MPPD to put another $44 million, I believe, into purchasing natural gas. So what they're trying to do is not, because we can't produce enough, conserve so that they don't have to buy natural gas. And then all of those plants that have switched to natural gas across the country because coal was so bad, get ready to pay your electrical bill, folks. Thank God we have coal.
That's true. And did you hear what the shape Texas is in right now? Texas is about to crater its grid because they rely very, very heavily on wind-generated power, and the turbines are froze up.
Yeah. On Friday, we were 84% fossil fuel, and plus that includes nuclear, and I guess it would have been about 10% nuclear and 6% wind. And when it blows, Southwest Power Pool is up around 40% or more, so the wind hasn't been blowing. But we have the production. We have Cooper and we have Gerald Gentleman yet, and the Beatrice plant that we can produce enough for ourselves.
Yep.
But it all goes into the pool, the Southwest Power Pool. I understand that. Yeah. What I heard was a megawatt. MWH, megawatt hour.
Megawatt hour. Yeah.
For the wire. Before the cold front was going from $40 to $100 in between selling between different electrical companies, $40 to $100. Yesterday it was $3,000 a megawatt hour during the day, and during last night, Texas was offering $7,000 a megawatt hour, from $40 to $100 to $7,000. That's amazing. To try to keep their grid open, but nobody's, you know, there's not excess power right now because across the country because the wind isn't blowing. But I sit on the Natural Resource Committee, and all I've heard is we've got to have a greenhouse gas plan. We've got to bury carbon. We have to encourage wind energy more. And I'm sitting there going, and they all nice-looking young senators who came right out of the brainwashing in our public schools and our colleges wouldn't have that. I don't even know what a chunk of coal looks like or ever held one in their hand. Don't know what a decatherm is and have no idea, but by golly, in that nice, heated classroom, they were told they got to save the planet. I mean, that's what I faced down in Lincoln, folks. There's no reality. It's all a theory, and it's all a classroom in a warm, climate-controlled room. And they're going to save the planet. And I'll tell you what, I bet you if you took a survey of people under 30, they think this cold snap never happened before, and it's all because of climate change. This is normal. This is normal.
Oh, yeah. Got to blame it on climate change.
Yeah.
You notice they don't call it global warming anymore.
Oh, it's climate change.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a scientist. I have a habit of playing the dummy once in a while, but always beware of somebody who is willing to debase themselves. It probably means they got a little bit of smarts. But anyway, I asked that guy, I said, so you're going to bury carbon dioxide in the ground. You're going to pump it in the ground, all right? I said, I looked up fossil fuels. It's less than 1% oxygen. It's 97% carbon. But you're going to bury one molecule of carbon and two molecules of oxygen. That doesn't make any sense. Do we have too much oxygen, too? And he couldn't answer me. And then one guy came up there and said, well, it's only, you know, we're not burning that much. It's only 0.04% of the entire atmosphere is carbon dioxide. I said, oh, well, it's only 0.04%. And you're going to save the planet from that. I said, what's normal? What's normal for plant life? That they need carbon dioxide. What are you hunting for? What normal? You can't go for normal of 1860 because there's only maybe a couple billion people on the planet now. There's 9-10 billion. What's the new normal? He couldn't answer me. This isn't about saving the planet.
Here's another one you can use to stump him, Mike. Ask him what period in history had the greatest plant animal growth in the world. And if anybody has any sense at all, they'll go back and say it was the Jurassic period, but it also had carbon dioxide levels 10 to 100 times more than we have today.
Yeah. It's you're saving the planet. It's fear. It's same with this COVID thing. Biden said yesterday, actually shocked me. Oh, it didn't shock me. That we have to mourn the death of those who died from COVID, and we need to be thankful that we're the survivors. Survivors? Less than, I mean, I haven't even calculated how many people died versus 300 some million people and the rest are the survivors? That's like every time you go down the interstate and you make it to where your destination, you sit and pray because you survived. It's life. I mean, it's scary. And some people are sitting there thanking him for being concerned and caring about those people who died from COVID. Well, concerned about those who died from cancer and old age, car wrecks, everything else. It's life. It's the cycle of life. And according to today, you're going to live forever. I don't get it. But anyway... it is what it is. So I'll go down to Lincoln and try to act normal and be castigated for it, but or sane, and see what happens.
Well, good luck, Mike.
Senator Groney, quick question for you.
Legislative
news last week, I saw the Associated Press picked up a story about same-sex marriage ballot measure clearing a hurdle. Senator Brooks talking about putting the issue on the ballot in the near future, it sounds like?
Well, yeah, the Judiciary Committee, the Education Committee, are all controlled by the radical left. So what do you expect was going to happen? Any bill that's got something to do with radicalism is going to come out of that committee. It came out of Judiciary. It's on the floor now to be debated.
Okay.
And the reason is we put in our Constitution that marriage is defined by between a man and a woman in Nebraska's Constitution. Well, that great conservative Supreme Court in Washington decided no. No, it is. Now she wants to remove that from our state constitution. We don't have to, and I'm assuming it won't happen. I would assume there's 10 or 12, at least 10 senators that got some common sense and want to go to heaven someday because they're not going to go against the rules of God and vote no. We're not going to put that on the ballot to vote on it. She needs 30 votes. Get it out of the legislature and onto the ballot.
And wouldn't she need the governor's? Wouldn't she need the governor's signature too if it advances through the legislature?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but if they got 30 votes, it takes 20 votes to override a veto. So what does that tell you?
Yeah. Okay.
They got 30. They got it. But I don't see it. I mean, well, there's a lot of scaredy cats down there that still call themselves conservative, but are worried about one bad letter in a paper or one bad editorial that might say something bad about them. And so they all run for cover. I would think there's 10 of us that won't, probably 15 that won't vote for that.
Okay.
But that's sad, isn't it? There's 32 Republicans in the legislature out of 42, but I'm trying to get 15. I'm trying to tell you there's, I can guarantee you 15. But anyway, it is what it is. I'm going back there. I'm not sure I'm going to might miss tomorrow because I got to be around here if it's going to be minus 20 again tonight. But I'm going to try to get down there tonight yet.
Sure.
Okay. One more night of this bad stuff, I guess, and then we're headed to a little better weather.
Yeah, tomorrow have a high near 5, and then Wednesday it starts to get back up to double digits. So gradually it gets better, but at least there's some end in sight.
It's supposed to be about 10 degrees warmer tonight, Mike. So, you know, we'll be only minus 15.
Yeah. Well, and then, heck, by the end of the week.
20 below. That's fine.
Yeah, by the end of the week, we'll be in the mid-30s. So we'll be looking pretty by the end of the week.
We might see green grass by St. Pat.
So. Yeah, there you go.
I doubt it.
Don't hold your breath, Senator.
I won't. Okay. You know, that climate changes every day. You know, I might shock some people, but climate changes every day. But
sometimes more when it's the good life.
Sometimes it changes during the day. sarcasm. But whatever. All right.
Now, Senator Groney, before you go, if there's anybody out there that wants to get a hold of you to discuss any state issues, what's the best way for them to do so? Here's your end session.
You can email me is the best way. Sometimes, if you do, it's mgroney@leg.gov.ne, I believe. But you can look it up on the Internet. Just type in Nebraska Legislature, and you can eventually get to the senator's emails and phone numbers. But right now, you know, even though I'm not a chair, I'm still pretty busy trying to prep for my committee hearings on my bills. But I focused on 7 bills only this year. That's plenty. The lobby don't bring me bills anymore. Thank God. There's some bills that I'd like to get passed, and I'm trying to find some people to sponsor them too, because I only have one priority. Every senator just has one priority.
Sure. And you said you'll have 2 bills that'll be be discussed this week down at the legislature. You said Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. That'd be my last 2. I've had the other one.
Okay.
On earlier, so a couple of them look good. I get to the floor for sure, and the other 2, I'm trying to get them votes to get them out of committee. So we'll see what happens. All right.
Time will tell. Thanks, Mike.
Yep. Bye.
That again, State Senator Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. It's presented to you by Shelter Insurance agents Pete Foltz, Brent Rogo, and Bo Witt. For home, life, and auto insurance, call the Shelter Guys of North Platte, bringing you Mugs in the Morning every weekday from 8 to 9, and then Community Strong all day long at Shelter Insurance in North Platte.